Unit 1, page 18. Reading, Education in China. Lucy Wong's blog.
Many people have read recently about our long days at school and have asked me to tell them more about how our education system works here in China. So that is the subject of today's post. First of all, I can tell you right now that it is very different from where you live. First of all, being a student in China is much more stressful than in most other countries. And that is because you have to start worrying about where you are going to study in high school from a very young age. Let me explain. In China, education is free up until the end of ninth grade. But then, in order to attend high school, which begins in 10th grade, you must pay a tuition fee. This fee can vary depending on a child's academic performance in middle school. If a student receives high marks in middle school, he or she will be charged a lower tuition fee. Therefore, students are pressured to do well from very early on, so that their parents can save money when their child goes to high school. However, getting into high school isn't only about the scores students get in school each semester. At the end of middle school, students must take a nationwide entrance exam. Their scores on this exam will also decide which high school they can attend. If students get a low score on this exam, the most prestigious high schools will not accept them unless the family pays a very high tuition fee. Of course, if they get a high score on the national exam, they will most likely be allowed to attend the high school of their choice. In addition, their tuition fee will be reduced. In short, students here have to study hard all year and do well on the entrance exam so they can compete to attend the most prestigious high schools. Students who do not do well end up at poorly run schools, unless their parents can afford to pay the high tuition fee of a more prestigious high school.